From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said troops involved in an offensive to drive out Syrian Kurdish militiamen from a Syrian enclave were soon to begin a siege of the city of Afrin.
In the coming days, the siege of Afrin city center will begin in a more rapid pace.
The president told his ruling party's legislators that the month-long offensive into the northwestern enclave of Afrin had so far been progressing slowly, and that Turkey was not there to burn and destroy the enclave, but to ensure it became a safe and livable space. U.S. President Donald Trump waged a new attack Tuesday on the notion that Russian interference tipped the 2016 presidential election in his favor. Doug Bernard has that story.
The U.S. leader contended in a Twitter comment that Obama failed to act against Russia meddling because he thought Trump's opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, was going to win and he didn't want to rock the boat. In another tweet, Mr. Trump said, "I have been much tougher on Russia than Obama." The special counsel probing Russian interference in the U.S. election has unveiled charges against a lawyer for making false statements, accusing attorney Alex van der Zwaan of knowingly making materially false, fictitious, and fraudulent statements to investigators about a Ukraine-related case. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, said Tuesday he would not allow smash-and-grab interventions when undertaking land exploration without compensation.
"We will not make the mistakes that others have made in dealing with the question of land."
The African National Congress Party is under pressure to redress racial disparities of land ownership. This is VOA News. The pro-government forces bombarded Syria's eastern Ghouta Tuesday, killing close to 100 people. Emily Wither reports.
What's happening now in a rebel-held area near Damascus is some of the worst bombing here in years. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says pro-government shelling has killed over 200 people in recent days and injured over 800 in eastern Ghouta. Nowhere is safe. International agencies say bombs hit five hospitals in just 24 hours. The UN is calling for an immediate ceasefire, saying the situation is spiraling out of control.
That was reporter Emily Wither. Oxfam executives faced British members of Parliament Tuesday to answer questions on the ongoing scandal involving sexual misconduct by its staff in the aftermath of the 2010 Haiti earthquake. The CEO of Oxfam UK, Mark Goldring, apologized unreservedly to the people of Haiti during his appearance in front of Parliament's International Development Committee.
We have made an absolute commitment that if there is a possibility that a crime has been committed, we will pass that information on.
Seven Oxfam workers were fired or resigned after allegations of sexual misconduct and bullying while they were working in Haiti after the 2010 earthquake that devastated the country. The UN's Children Fund reports newborn babies in some of the poorest, most dangerous countries in the world are up to 50 times more likely to die than our newborns in some of the country's world's richest, safest countries. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
This month, UNICEF is launching a global campaign called Every Child Alive, which aims to reduce deaths among newborn babies. UNICEF is appealing to governments to invest in improving fragile healthcare systems. It says providing facilities for mothers and newborns with water, soap, and electricity will go a long way towards saving lives. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Ethiopia's foreign minister has said there are no security concerns in the country despite a state of emergency imposed by the government last week. Officials made the declaration on February 16th, the day after Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn announced he will resign. Ethiopia has seen recurring and sometimes violent anti-government demonstrations since 2014. In her last race at the short track, Yorian Termoor clinched the historic double in Olympic short track speed skating. The Dutch woman became the first skater to win a medal on both the long track oval and the short track arena during the same Olympics. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.